Rizzo Access Network, the organization behind the Spot, Sudbury's supervised consumption site, has announced funding has been extended through February, thanks to anonymous donations from compassionate community members. A release from the organization states the funding extension comes at a pivotal time, as Sudbury faces an unprecedented crisis of toxic, unregulated drugs. The city had been funding the site's operations since it opened in September 2022, which was only meant to last until the province stepped up to the plate. With healthcare under provincial jurisdiction, municipal funding was intended as a stopgap, and ran out on December 31, 2023. The Spot has an annual operating budget of approximately $1,374,000. The Spot began pushing for the provincial funding they applied for 2 years ago with greater urgency as it got closer to the end of the year, when Vail Base Metals made a $75,000 donation to keep the site open for the month of January. All supervised consumption sites in the province are under review, including Safe Health Site Timmins, SHST, which was also set to run out of funding on December 31. SHST recently received a funding boost from Timmins and District Hospital that will last until March 31. In Sudbury, between September 28, 2022, and August 31, the opening of the Spot and the last date of a recent study, a total of 470 unique clients accessed supervised consumption services, representing 1,181 total visits and 1,605 total consumptions. The Spot reversed a total of 20 overdose, toxic poisoning, events, and no overdose required emergency medical services. The release from Rizzo Access Network states the importance of sustaining the service cannot be overstated. Providing a safe and supportive environment for people who use drugs is essential to reducing drug mortality in our community, reads the release. The generosity of anonymous donors highlights the incredible spirit of solidarity within our community, showcasing a collective commitment to preserving a service that has proven to be a lifeline for many vulnerable individuals. Supervised consumption sites can prevent fatal and non-fatal incidents of drug poisoning, reduce the spread of infectious diseases, and connect individuals with essential healthcare services, said the press release. The impact of these services can often extend beyond those who utilize the site, influencing the overall well-being and safety of our community. In the release, Rizzo Access Network staff expressed their gratitude to those who have stepped forward to ensure the continued operation of the Spot. Being able to tell folks that access supervised consumption services that our doors will remain open until the end of February has been incredible, said Amber Fritz, manager of supervised consumption services. Many individuals have expressed concern over the site's closure. However, past February, the Spot is still without funding, and we have yet to hear from the province if they will grant the funding Rizzo Access Network applied for in August 2021. She adds that the team at the Spot would like to extend a sincere thank you to Vail Base Metals and to everyone that has donated to keep this life-saving service open. Rizzo Access Network also invites the community to continue supporting the service. To contribute or learn more, visit www.savethespot.ca or contact Heidi Eisenhower at 705-688-0500, ext. 204 or Heidi at RizzoAccessNetwork.com.